Supporters of gay marriage believe public momentum is on their side as they prepare for upcoming legal showdowns at the Supreme Court. Evan Wolfson is founder and president of Freedom to Marry.
We've gone from zero states to now 9 states plus the District of Columbia, our nation's capital here in the U.S., and 14 countries on 4 continents where gay people can now share in the freedom to marry, all up from virtually zero a little more than a decade ago.
Recent polls show growing support for gay marriage in the U.S., especially among young people, says Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown.
There's no doubt that we in this country are in the midst of a change in attitude about gay issues, gay rights issues, and gay marriage. Over the last 5 to 7 years, it has changed dramatically.
The Supreme Court will decide whether California's ban on gay marriage, known as Proposition 8, is constitutional. The High Court will also consider a challenge to a 1996 federal law known as the Defense of Marriage Act that supports a traditional definition of marriage. Conservative opponents of same-sex marriage are also ready for the legal battle, including Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council.
Society needs children. Children need a mom and a dad. That's why we think marriage should be defined as the union of one man and one woman.
The political winds also seem to be shifting on gay marriage. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton now supports the cause after opposing it during her 2008 run for president.
And they are full and equal citizens and deserve the rights of citizenship. That includes marriage.
Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio surprised conservatives with his recent switch to support gay marriage because his son is gay. But other Republicans remain opposed, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, a possible presidential contender in 2016.
Just because I believe that states should have the right to define marriage in a traditional way does not make me a bigot.
The High Court will issue rulings in the two cases by the end of June. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.